Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, folks listening all across the world and the ships at sea. It is Wednesday, the 15th day of March 2006. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. Former NSA lawyer Jonathan Turley at Conyers NSA whitewash hearing says Bush committed a crime. Well, no kidding. We know what the federal law is. We don't need to be told by NSA lawyers that. He clearly broke the law and has said he broke the law and says he is above the law to keep us safe from all those rascally terrorists. Meanwhile, they've gotten rid of Slobodan Milosevic because he was demanding a real trial and had been exposing how Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government and had attacked his country. So he was unceremoniously murdered, and the poison was even found in his bloodstream, and the media admits it and claims he did it himself. Sure. I hope they don't kill me and then claim that I killed myself. They're so good at doing that. Saddam's microphone was cut after he suggests U.S. behind bombings. That's how free his trial is. He's not allowed a defense. That's out of the AP. And again, Saddam silenced for fingering U.S. in Iraq bombings. We know some of them are Western intelligence agencies. Again, do the big corporations make more money if we're there 6 months or if we're there 20 years? You know the answer. Civil war is in the official Pentagon battle plans, Israeli official plans, and the PNAC neocon battle plans. Going back to Slobo, Russian lawmakers call for closure of UN tribunal over Milosevic death. We'll get more into that. Internet is basically taking over from the old line establishment media. And that's why the globalists are panicking, trying to come in to regulate and tax and control the net. Here's the headline out of the London Guardian. The Associated Press picked up a similar headline. Internet means end for media barons, says Rupert Murdoch. Magnet hails second great age of discovery. Power moving from the old elite to the bloggers. Rupert Murdoch last night sounded the death knell for the era of the media baron, comparing today's internet pioneers with explorers such as Christopher Columbus and John Cabot, and hailing the arrival of a second great age of discovery. I'm going to get into that. And, of course, we hailed this several years ago with articles we wrote. I mean, when I can start a website in a few months, have it be bigger than, say, the Austin American Statesman, 100-and-something-year-old newspaper's website, when I can have websites that now rival the size of the Dallas Morning News, and I don't have near the biggest freedom websites, truth-telling websites, whatever you want to call them, there are just hundreds and hundreds of gigantic ones bigger than most major newspapers. And these delusional papers are all arrogant, and they're aggressive, and they've got all these simpering writers who are on power trips, and they're a joke. They're a joke. I mean, an email we post gets conservatively 5-10 times the readership of, say, a letter to the editor in the Dallas Morning News, or 100 times some pathetic letter to the editor in that joke rag, the Austin Chronicle, that nothing. You know, people want reality. They want to hear the truth. They already know the truth in their guts. It's terrorists run this government. But let me tell you something. We're not out of the woods yet. And they're playing possum right now, and I'm going to break down Internet 2, what they're really planning, and don't worry, they're not about to give up their power without a fight. And if A-bombs need to be involved, they will be. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So we'll go over this a little bit, but we are kicking their teeth in. We're knocking their teeth out. We're pounding their eyes into their skulls. We're stomping their heads. We're putting the boots to them. We're putting the boots to them right now. They can't win in a fair fight in the info war. That's why these sickos are going to turn a city into a slag heap. You just watch. Unless we really get the word out. Stay with me. Stay with me. Strap yourselves in.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a new study out, the New York Times reports. Chips and ID tags are vulnerable to viruses. Condoleezza Rice says that the terrorists want a, quote, ring of fire. If we don't give up all our rights to them, that's terrorism. Something bad's going to happen if you don't do what we say. That's terrorism. And at the same time, Rumsfeld hints that Iraq troop levels may rise. At their height, they were 170,000, went down to 135,000, are now back up to 165,000. They may have to go up even higher because things are going so well over there. Yeah, this came out over the weekend. I never covered it, but I'm going to today. SAS soldier quits Army in disgust at, quote, illegal American tactics in Iraq. Federal judge chastised the government yesterday for staging the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui, coaching witnesses, engaging in lying or perjury. But he says, that's okay, you're just in trouble. I won't let you have the death penalty for Zacharias Moussaoui now, but I'm not going to have a mistrial. He can go ahead and go to federal prison, even though you've staged everything. So I guess they'll get their one conviction of one of these patsies. So we'll get into that in a lot more. Before I do that, let me just read what Rupert Murdoch said yesterday to a group of media barons. Headline, Internet means end for media barons, says Murdoch. Magnet hails second great age of discovery. Power moving from the old elite to the bloggers. Rupert Murdoch last night sounded the death knell for the era of the media baron, comparing today's internet pioneers with explorers such as Christopher Columbus and John Cabot and hailing the arrival of a second great age of discovery. Yes, the changes happening now dwarf the Gutenberg printing press. The News Corp media magnet nurtures a long-held distaste for the establishment. This is such propaganda. But last night confided to one of the few clubs to which he does belong, the worshipful company of stationers and newspaper makers. That's actually what it's called, a Masonic title, that he may be among the last of a dying breed. They're worshipful, you see. Power is moving away from the old elite in our industry, the editors, the chief executives, and let's face it, the proprietors, said Murdoch, having flown to London from New York after celebrating his 75th birthday on Sunday. Far from mourning its passing, he evangelized about the digital future that would put the power in the hands of those already launching a blog entry every second, sharing photos and music online, and downloading television programs on demand. A new generation of media consumers has risen, demanding content delivered when they want it, how they want it, and very much as they want it, he said, indicating he had little desire to slow down despite his advancing years. He told the 603-year-old Guild, the Worshipful, that he was looking forward, not back. It is difficult, indeed dangerous, to underestimate the huge changes this revolution will bring, or the power of developing technologies to build and destroy not just companies, but whole countries. Whole countries. The owner of Fox News added, never has the flow of information and ideas, of hard news and reasoned comment, been more important. The force of our democratic beliefs is a key weapon in the war against religious fanaticism and the terror it breeds. All right, let me just stop right there. Total spin, okay? They're trying to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. About 2 weeks ago, a new book came out by one of Karl Rove's biographers, by a neocon. I'm not even going to plug or give it attention, but it was on Drudge. We posted it. And it was just so ridiculous, I didn't spend any time on it, but it's important now. Remember, Bush is happy, old-line media dying, hails the blogs, hails the alternative media, says that it supports him. The alternative media, I mean libertarian, old-line, paleo-conservative, and liberal and ultra-liberal, to use the false paradigm terms that are still in use, just so we can communicate with some new listeners, is almost universally, rabidly Bush-hating. I mean, just frothing. Because a lot of them don't understand Bush is just a puppet. Now, I can't stand him either. But there are, I mean, even WorldNet Daily and Newsmax have to attack Bush now routinely and then try to apologize for him and just say he's an idiot. I mean, no one is supporting him. No one except for brain-dead, maybe Free Republic posters. I mean, just it doesn't exist. All the gun-grabbing, the open border promoting, the ports deals, the government growing faster than ever, more money spent than all presidents before him combined, just bankrupting the currency, trying to push the free trade area of the Americas, signing back onto UNESCO. I mean, the list goes on for hours. But Bush has the nerve, and I've seen them all now. All the neocons are out spouting, including Murdoch, one of their chieftains, Rothschild front boy. For Rothschild Media, that's really all he is. And that's publicly available knowledge if you go research it. It's even been in some British papers. Just like whenever a Yukos oil executive gets arrested and supposedly owned all the oil in Russia. Oh, sorry, he was a front man for Lord Rothschild. Oh, you know, where did Rupert get his money in Australia? Rothschild. It's always the same. But make a long story short, they're all out there saying, oh, man, we're winning. The alternative media, yay, we're winning. Yeah, I'm right. Alternative media loves George W. And that's just putting perfume on a pig. It's like when you catch somebody inside your house robbing you with their hands on your wife's jewels inside your safe, and they turn and say, oh, I saw someone run out of your house, and I was putting it back for you. Do I get a reward? I mean, that's all this is. They've been caught. They've been caught lying. They've been caught being on government payroll. They've been caught selling out America. They've been caught taking billions in Pentagon and government money to put billions to put out lies, not liberal lies, not conservative lies, world government empire lies. And they tried to give us fake left-right paradigms and get us, oh, Russia's real, or, oh, Al Franken's real, or these Democrats will save us. And they try to give you these two false choices owned by the same companies. And it just hasn't worked. People are very discerning. The larger and larger minority, and it will become a majority soon, has developed taste buds, has developed a palate, has developed a nose, has developed an ear, has developed a touch, has developed a sense for what's going on. I don't even have to defend myself when big major publications attack me or when low-level COINTELPRO operatives on the web attack me because people know. They recognize it. They see it. You instinctively know now. It's very exciting. And so they're trying to run around and they're trying to put a good face on it. They're trying to claim that they've had some victory through their defeat. I mean, Fox has, you know, had, quote, the biggest ratings of cable TV, a few million people with 3 million tops on their biggest show. I mean, old line talk radio makes that look puny. Their media is all fractured. They're trying to supply all the different niches, all the different niches that are out there, and they can't do that. They can't supply thousands of different viewpoints and niches. And they have to constantly try to lie and cover up their whole lies. And no matter how good looking the info babes are, or no matter how they look at you with sexual desire through the television tube, I mean, how dumb are you folks, some of you out there? You know, you like Fox News because the info babe sits there, Lori Deuce, smiling at you and winking at you, you know, as if she's a real woman there 5 feet from you who really desires you. It ain't real. It's television. See, it's all psychological warfare. And most people are getting wise to that. They don't want something that's false. They don't want a facsimile. They don't want something that isn't even a prosthesis, something that's just a fraud. People don't want plastic fruit, folks. They want a real apple, a real orange. They want real grapes. And you're going to get that right here. We're going to fill your belly up full of the truth, full of good information. And it feels good, and it tastes good, and you know it's real. And you know once you've tasted the truth, you know what they're giving you is a big, fat lie. You ate it, and it was good. You tasted it, it was good. What they're giving you isn't good. Now, I want to get into what their plans are to try to shut us down, what their plans are to try to stop us. Because they're panicking. They're going to try tonight. They have different, that is, designate, advocate, hand over their mantle to supposed mega bloggers like Drudge and others, who they position at the forefront from the start. And they position these people as supposed alternative and try to get them to sop up all of the global visitors. That's not even working anymore. They try to give attention to all the fake left-wing blogs and all the fake right-wing blogs. When what's really exploding, you can go look at all the statistics online, the major rating services, it's anti-New World Order, death to the New World Order, we're going to bring down the New World Order. Those are the sites that are exploding. And specifically the sites that say focused on information and fighting the globalists, not COINTELPRO-ing each other and fighting with each other and ninnying. People don't want that. But that's only one small part of the program. They're attempting to buy up the alternative media. What, for $560-something million last year, Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace. 40 million, it was 38 million a few months ago. Now it's 40 million members. I'm not saying there isn't a lot of cool stuff on there and you guys don't have nice web pages and, gee, it's a lot of fun to be part of this big community. The point is they'll erase your blog if they don't like it. The point is you don't own all the stuff you've put up there. The point is that it's like Internet 2. It has automatic censoring systems that go in and erase keywords. The point is that they're trying to contain it. And sure, it's big and it's fun, but it leads into stagnation and destruction. I mean, I've been wrestling with the fact that people keep asking me to get a MySpace blog, and sure, we can do that, but just so I can send Rupert Murdoch money, and just so Rupert Murdoch can take it away from me anytime he wants. We'll be right back.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Here it is, folks. The 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
We've got Iraqi Women for Peace coming on in the third hour. They've been through it, lived through the war. They're traveling the U.S., exposing what it's really like. Paul Craig Roberts joins us every few weeks now. He's a contributor. We really appreciate him being part of the show, Dr. Roberts. Number two at Treasury, father of Reaganomics, talking about how we're going into dictatorship and how Bush is attempting to set up a Nazi-type system in America. He'll join us for 30 minutes coming up in the middle of the next hour. We'll have open phones here coming up in the next segment. But just in the few minutes we've got left in this short segment, let me get back into what's happening. The old line media is dying. Here's just a local example. We put an ad in the Chronicle, local paper, for job applicants to for a new position that we've already filled here at InfoWars. And we got about 10 responses, bad responses at that. We put a free ad on Craigslist and got over 200 by the time we shut it off. And after a few days, we took it down because it was so ridiculous. And these were good responses locally in Austin. See, but there's the Chronicle with all these arrogant people working there and all this money they make. Oh, the online media still makes all the money. But it's a hoax. It's a hoax. The Statesman, we put ads in the Statesman before. You might get 30 responses. But you do something on the web, hundreds. Again, the old line media is a hoax. Oh, they make tens of millions of dollars, even these, you know, quote, middle-sized city papers. And people all stoop and fetch and, oh, get so excited. People send me stuff. Oh, you were in the Washington Post, Alex. Oh, you were in the New York Times. Oh, you were, you know, in Vanity Fair. Oh, don't you feel big? And I'm like, no, I don't feel big. Nobody reads that. My website gets plugged in Vanity Fair three times, and I get a few emails, and that's about it. But I go on some little local Christian radio talk show in Florida or Alabama or Tennessee, and we get 50 video orders and tens of thousands of visitors to the website. Because let me tell you something, mainstream media, people don't trust you, and they don't like you, and I don't think you realize just how much we don't like you and just how much we don't trust you. And I am just so sick of it. So how are they going to try to take us down? Well, they're going to try to put out little fake bloggers and disinfo people and put out their little whitewashed brands of gatekeepers, number one. That's not the biggest. Number two, they're going to try to buy them up. Buy up the MySpaces, buy up the other big areas that are free flow of information, and then automatically install censorship software, which is now being engaged in. And then advertise it as the trendiest, coolest thing to do. Instead of people going and creating their own independent systems, a lot of people will go along with that and live under censorship. And what Murdoch's done with MySpace is Internet too. There are going to be about 50 major domain names. They're going to shut down the old Internet peer-to-peer networks. They're already getting ready to do that. This has been announced. Then they're going to force everyone over, quote, to the new Internet that's going to work, but under it you'll have to sign agreements that you can be tracked and traced, won't have any free speech rights, and will have a sub-web page on a major domain. And it starts with 50 major companies, and then some of them are private universities. That is official. Type in the Internet is dead. You'll get Internet 2 meeting in Austin last year, Internet meeting 2 years ago in London, and you'll see the big execs saying it. That's their plan. See, they can't beat us. So they're just going to shut the old web down and force us onto stuff like MySpace, which is going to be part of Internet too. So the Internet peer-to-peer failures you've seen in the last year, where whole areas of the net are shut down for weeks and you can't get to them, that's just a test salvo. Now, they can't stop the free market. If you demand your old, which is really the new, the upgraded free open net, then you'll get it. But if Congress and the internationalists, the EU, is on the verge of passing a law that will affect the U.S. for taxes of all emails, about a penny apiece, regulation of free speech, it's all happening. The ADL and others are busy pushing it in Congress. There's a host of things happening. So they're buying it up, putting out fake bloggers and COINTELPRO people that attack good patriots. And then at the same time, you have to learn how to recognize this. At the same time, they're just changing the architecture of the Internet itself to force you into subdomains where, oh, you got free speech on the web, but nobody can get to your site. Go sign the user agreement with MySpace, and sure, we've got some software spiders that come in and erase any words like freedom or China's bad or Rupert Murdoch's bad. You see, that's all starting now. That's in the news every day. You think Google censoring stuff in China and Yahoo censoring stuff in China for the Chinese government, words like Tiananmen Square and freedom, well, it's going to get a lot worse here. Okay? And they're just doing it. But we've already caught Google pulling it on some big mainline sites that are reporting on different defense activities, like Space War and others. So, we're not out of the woods yet. You don't think all these big newspaper barons and the rest of them, when they all go to Internet 2 summits and conventions, I mean, they get up and give speeches. This is their business plan. They're going to try to take our Internet away from us with taxes and regulation and buying us up and shutting down the backbone. They're just going to take our highways and make them toll roads. just like they're doing with the real roads.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Another ragtag band. Declaring
independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty for their descendants.
That's us, the descendants.
Thanks to the renegades.
I'm more than willing to lay my life down for my descendants, my progeny. If you don't have that instinct in you, you're not alive. You know, life is a beautiful, wonderful, precious, beautiful thing. There's so much good in the world, and I'm angry and I'm aggressive because I'm trying to defend that innocence. I'm trying to defend that beauty. You know, I love goodness. I really am a goody two-shoes. I love happiness and decency and good things, and I am shocked and amazed by the fact that our government can run child kidnapping rings, and that it can be in the Chicago Tribune that they're doing it. No one's going to get arrested. No one dare challenge them. And that our government says they're above the law, and our government can bring in the narcotics, and all this bad stuff's going on, and that we sit here and are so naive we can't admit it's going on. To defend the good, you've got to first learn to recognize the bad. Now, I know we've got, who's up first here in the calls? Russell and Evan and Kevin and many, many others. We're going to get to your calls, and I've got a bunch of news on the war and some new whitewash panel about the war They call it an independent panel, and James Baker III is going to run it. I mean, top Bush lawyer. It's independent. I mean, it's just, it's like we're going to have Henry Kissinger for the 9/11 Commission. And just, it's like saying we're going to have Heinrich Himmler at the War Crimes Tribunal overseeing the trial of Nazis. For those that don't know, he was the head of the dreaded SS. So we'll get into that just a lot more. And Paul Craig Roberts joins us in 1 hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and then Iraqi Women for Peace in the third hour. Your calls are coming up, but I got to tell you something. We really try to support American-made products. My T-shirts are made right here in America. My dad was in my office last night, and so I'm looking up at the DVD boxes, because it says Made in China. And yes, it's true. The boxes that the DVDs go in are made in China. The DVDs themselves and the company that stamps them and burns them the disc are made in New Jersey and they're stamped and made at a factory here in Austin. But in some cases, you just can't find products that are made in America. Again, we pay more than twice what it would cost to have shirts made in Mexico, T-shirts. But we really try to walk the walk. My dad didn't say anything last night, but I saw him looking because he hears the show and probably thinks I'm a hypocrite. DVD cases. But, again, we try as hard as we can, and it's a shame that we've gotten to the point that I can search and search but can't find the classic DVD case. I'm sure I could find some little slipcover or something that looks like garbage that no one wants made in America. But it just shows how far we've gone from the greatest manufacturer in the world to having a negative manufacturing base, from being the biggest savings country in the world, being the biggest debtors, corporate, private, and federal, and local, state level. And I'm going to kind of be negative. It just really upsets me. And that's why I'm glad that New Millennium Concepts manufactures in America, the Big Berkey, the Black Berkey. I'm glad that our videos are made here in America. My T-shirts are made here in America. And that's how we support ourselves. Plus, it's great information and gets the word out. But it's great when you can find American products like Big Berkey or, say, Calbin Pure Soap, because they are made in America and they are just what America used to be, where when it's made in America, you know it's even better. And just to break this down for you, they were organic before organic was cool. Set up in 1947, coming up on 60 years in business, family-owned, factory-owned. And they sent us your supply, because they were already sponsors of the network. Calvin Purcell did, Marty did. A couple years ago, my wife, when it ran out, went and bought more. And she said, you look at them as a sponsor. This stuff's incredible. And it's triple concentrated, and you save about 85% off on average. So you end up paying more at the supermarket for toxic chemical-based. You ought to look at the research I've done on this and the research others have done. It's incredible how bad it is. Textile groups got together and had them put detergent in it because it eats holes in the clothes. Your clothes last longer, so you save money there, too. I mean, when something's made out of citrus and vegetable oil and coconut oil and almond oil, it's just so good. And my staff here, Barney just sent us another year supply, and I gave it to the staff, and they're just, man, that isn't hype, Alex. That stuff's incredible. Well, I mean, the way it cleans dishes, the way it cleans clothes, the way it smells in the shower, the shampoo, the bar soap. People got into my car and have a bar of it in the middle console. It's like the way it smells, and my buddy was laughing. Somebody's going to think you're snorting cocaine at a red light or huffing something, because I'll pull it out and just smell it, because I just love the smell. I'm not kidding. I don't drive around with a perfume bottle smelling, and I just like the way the soap smells, and you know, when my allergies are getting up or something, I'll just kind of smell it. It just smells so good. I sound like a weirdo, but I'm really doing that, so I might as well just mention it. I mean, that's how good this Made in America product is. And Marty, the owner, family-owned, son works there, passed on to the family for coming up on 60 years. Marty out in Oakland, California, Calbin, California Pure Soap Company, folks, calbinpuresoap.com, organic back in 1947. People didn't even know what that was. Go read the certificates on their website. Marty, thank you for joining us. Tell us about some of the special deals you've got, from the $14 tote bag up to a four-year supply, brother.
Thank you, Alex. You're a great American, and we appreciate being sponsoring you for what you have to say and do and work with. And there's very few people that do things like that. We are dedicated to save the environment. with all Pure Soap products verified earth-friendly. Save your skin from harsh, toxic, hazardous, poisonous store products. Save your hair.
Here's an example. I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm not kidding when I say this, folks. You know I don't hype things. In the past, with old-fashioned crud chemical soaps, yours is really the old-fashioned, I would wash under my arms, and if I left a little bit, it would chap and burn me. I can leave Cal Bin, forget and leave it, you know, between my legs or under my arms, and it doesn't burn me.
Pure soap shouldn't hurt. It shouldn't harm. It shouldn't pollute. It shouldn't. It takes care of the environment by replenishing the earth, not destroying it and poisoning the earth. We've been dedicated to do that since 1947. My father and I, we're still the same family company. We're not a big corporation. We're a small, independent company that's fighting the giants, the billion-dollar chemical corporations. We know from all the years of experience that we can save your hair from perfume, chemical-laden, dangerous shampoos, save your clothing from stronger-than-dirt cleaning chemicals, no more lint, save $1,000 tax-free cash per year from all the store-bought, overpriced cleaning chemicals. Consumers not only like our soap, they love it. And we feel they need it. They need it now to eliminate all those harsh, poisonous, toxic chemicals in the home. We have a sampler that's a 6-pound sampler that has 4 bars of our Pure Soap, 16 ounces of our triple concentrated shampoo, 16 ounces, these are in dispenser bottles, of our liquid cream dish soap, 18 ounces of our triple concentrated granulated laundry soap, with a little tiny scoop, a book of instructions how not only to use the products frugally, but all the other uses of the products. Making your window cleaner, making your floor cleaner, making your garage cleaner, making your hands cleaner. Everything that can be done with 4 basic products. Bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, laundry soap.
Let me ask you a question, and that's how much is that, Marty?
$14 plus United Parcel to your door anywhere in the country.
Marty, why does the bar soap smell so good? I mean, everybody I know that smells it goes, what is that? What is that?
But we don't use perfumes. We use natural essences of cherries, of almonds, of lemons. All these are juices from oranges. Perfumes are toxic. Perfumes harm, itch, burn, tear. We don't believe in it. We're very stubborn, very old-fashioned, and very conservative.
Well, Marty, I mean, my wife goes to Whole Foods and Central Market and occasionally buys, quote, their organic stuff, and it's okay. It's better than the chemicals, but it's nothing compared to yours. I mean, your stuff is just magic. I want to give people the toll-free number. Give them the toll-free number to call and get a free catalog or get the $14 little sampler tote bag or get a year's supply or a 2-year supply, whatever they want. Give folks the number. It's 1-800-340-7091, 1-800-340-7091. Or CalBenPureSoap.com, 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 on InfoWars.com, the left-hand side. We have a banner over to CalBenPureSoap.com. You can order right there online. Look at all the different packages from the 6-pound, $14 tote bag, you know, up to 4 or 5 year supplies. CalBenPureSoap.com or 1-800-340-7091. And Marty, I want to thank you for being a sponsor and being made in America. And it's such a rare jewel. It's so unheard of to have, you know, your father, you, your son, now his children, coming up on 60 years at a company in America. I commend you, sir.
I thank you for that.
Well, it's amazing. And I just hope all the listeners avail themselves of your big color catalog for free or to at least get that $14 tote bag. And how many bars does the soap come with that?
4 bars.
You know, I was wondering what that
smell. That alone costs more than $14.
Oh, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Again, folks, I'm not hyping this. Find out how great it is. Just again, good stuff is always a great deal. And you always pay more for some toxic scam. It's just unbelievable how people still go along with the New World Order. 1-800-340-7091 or CalBenPureSoap.com. Marty, we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Looking forward to it.
God bless you. And, folks, I know I get Marty up about once a month and have him on for about 10 minutes. And I appreciate the stations letting us do that and all the listeners, but it's just important. I mean, it's made in America. It's a great sponsor. It makes this show possible, and it's just such great stuff. So take advantage of it right now. All right, let's go to your calls, and I'll get back into all the other news. And I keep getting my call list scrambled with all these calls. Who did you say was first again? Russell in Florida. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Just allow me to thank you for all you do, sir.
Well, thank you.
I'm convinced without people like you out there, and you've taken the forefront, we'd already be in chains. And I want to commend you and honor you, sir. Thank you. Alex, I got a question. I'm calling with a heavy heart today, and I'm a little concerned about this month with the Iranian oil bourse and the M3 being changed, the money supply. They're no longer going to witness M3. And then the price of gas seemingly skyrocketing, and there's really no reason. Do you feel, Alex, that there's going to be some state-sponsored attack or something that's going to take place? Do you feel that in your gut instincts?
That is a huge shadow that always hangs over us. It's a dark pall.
Yeah.
People ask me what pall means. It just means like a dark match hanging over our society. And we know state-sponsored terror is real, and we're at a greater danger now since any time before or after 9/11. Clearly, the Republican memos that are now been documented say they need a, quote, 9/11-style event to jumpstart the globalist agenda. We know that they're in deep trouble on every front. They're losing control. That's why they're so aggressive right now, is they know the people are getting wise to their shenanigans, to their machinations, to their how they're trying to keelhaul this society, drag us around by our faces. But I don't know if the oil bourse is supposedly going to kick off the 28th. The elections in Israel are on the 28th. A lot of people, a lot of big neocons are saying the attack comes then. Pat Buchanan says he thinks it's going to happen in the next 3 months. He said that 2 weeks ago on the McLaughlin Group on PBS. Bye-bye, that guy, folks. And so I don't know what's going to happen. But I know they claimed they were going to attack Iraq in March of 2002. But Bilderberg had said it was really going to be March of 2003. They tend to like to constantly claim it's going to happen, so we kind of accept it and expect it, and somehow at a sick subconscious level want to see it happen. You know, we have this attitude to just get it over with. So they're wearing us out is what it's called. It's all basic psychology. But it could come today. Israel could strike them. Israel said last Friday, we're not doing enough. In the Jerusalem Post, the defense minister said, we're horrible, and we haven't attacked them yet, so they're going to have to attack. And then Iran will probably start attacking, or the globalists will blow something up and say they did it. Or if Iran fights back, oh, how dare them. So, yes, we're at a critical crossroads. Gas prices have gone up, 30 cents at the pump in the last month, and they're only going up higher now than that. And, this oil borscht thing, I don't think that's all of it, but it does add credibility to the people that are pushing the oil borscht, saying that trading system will be the number one deal. Because, 2 days ago, a bunch of Arab nations said they're going to start dumping the dollar for the euro, including UAE, over this.
Well, we always know they like diversions, too. They're like magicians. Look at this hand while they're pulling a trick off with this hand. And they need a diversion. We both know that the economy is getting ready to implode or has been imploding, and they've been able to keep the public from really being aware of that.
Exactly. They need to carry out an attack right around the time we tank, which Ron Paul and Craig Roberts and others have been saying, right when the economy tanks, they need to have a terror attack right at the time that they're going to let it happen. Then it's all psychologically blamed on the nebulous imaginary terrorist.
Yeah.
And then the globalists can profit take all around us. Thanks for the call. Great points and great questions. Eben in Reno, Nevada. You're on the air, Eben.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Eben, it's ironic you were talking about Rupert Space today. I know that you someone submitted that all the scripting on 9/11 Truth's personal profile had been deleted. I was actually on his top 8, but creepy Uncle Rupert deleted my whole account.
Yeah, let me just tell you this. Every day or two, I get emails from listeners. Sometimes MySpace accounts I've visited, because there are some good blogs on there, and I go, and it's gone. And Murdoch bought it, 8, 9 months ago, middle of last year. He bought it in the middle of 2005 for $564 million, to be precise. And now he's put all of News Corp's push behind it. It's grown even more from, 30 million when he bought it to now about 40 million members. And people are telling me, I got to join. I got to be part of it. Let me ask you, should we have one of my webmasters go build a site, get thousands of friends and members and promote it, and then just have them just take it? Should I go sign a contract with Murdoch saying, sure. I mean, you understand, folks, this is Internet, too, where you have to, in the future, you'll have to go under them, have to sign a contract with them to be on the web, and then they'll shut you down. They're shutting down most of 9/11 sites. They're shutting down pro-Second Amendment sites. They're shutting down sites that bash Bush. They're shutting down sites that bash News Corp. I mean, it's despicable. I mean, we all talk about China censoring people. What about Rupert Murdoch? What do you say to that? I mean, what should I do? What should I do, James? I mean, Evan?
I think you should maybe try another. I'm actually setting an account on tagworld.com.
You know, I just figured out what I'm going to do. I'm going to have my guys right now, today, we're going to set up a MySpace, and everybody else should do this, with its whole point being, will Rupert Murdoch shut this down? We're going to set up a MySpace exposing MySpace. You heard, gentlemen. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the gun. Stay there. Evan, I'll let you finish up.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Genesis Network. We don't need Rupert Murdoch censoring our blogs. Yeah, when you get an account there, there's this big contract. Nobody reads it. And I'm not attacking MySpace. Great. I'm glad 40 million of you are on it. I'm glad you say it's the hottest thing since sliced bread. It's easy to post on. It's great. The problem is that there's a creature named Rupert Murdoch, who's as New World Order as it gets, who is running around censoring stuff. He has thousands of little moles that work at MySpace. that are in there moderating and shutting everybody down. So we're going to do a test. I got people already on it out there. We're going to post the news about Murdoch censoring it. We're going to ask the question, you know, this is worse than China. I mean, this isn't the government. This is a company doing this, claiming it's some free flow of info, but then censoring anything that criticizes it, claiming that it's some free platform of expression. This is their desperate attempt to maintain their control of the information infrastructure, and that's what Internet 2 is. There's going to be a bunch of these MySpace-type platforms, and then they'll be hooked into the new backbones that are being built. The old Internet backbones, peer-to-peer systems, are not being upgraded or being shut down, and then you're going to be forced in the future onto these grids unless we learn to say no to them now. And see, notice how it's the coolest, trendiest thing you can do. So we're going to go on there. And they may ignore us, not wanting to give us attention, but I have a feeling they'll just squash us. And it'll be a nice example of how free MySpace is. So, okay, you want me to get a MySpace account? We will. We're getting one right now. And we've got squadrons of people. If they shut us down on this one, we'll just keep creating new accounts and exposing them. So the war is on. You want me to have a MySpace account? We are invading. We are invading MySpace. Because we know what it is. We're putting in our special forces. All right, let's go ahead and Evan and Reno. So tell us about, there's always new 9/11 sites being shut down, but tell us about the 9/11 site that you said you got shut down.
Well, 9/11 Truth didn't actually get his site deleted. He just got all the scripting on the front of his page deleted.
Well, yeah, they just, okay, well, you still have your page, they just erase it.
Well, they actually deleted my entire account, all my friends list and everything. They wiped my blogs, they wiped my whole thing. And
what
they,
was yours called?
I was on the NWO.
Own the NWO. Send me a link. Send me your original page if you saved it. Send that to Ryan at InfoWars.com or Kevin at InfoWars.com. Maybe we should repost your stuff and you know, as a archive, a Holocaust museum of the massacre of free speech.
It's actually, I already set up another one that's myspace.com/own_the_NWO.
Oh, good.
But what they said to me was that I tried to make my profile, you only can be 14 or over, and like people will set their profiles to 14 so that their profiles aren't viewable to the general public, so you have to be your friend to see their profile, and they use that. I accidentally put it a year too young, and so they use that as an excuse and just deleted my whole profile, deleted everything. But I was going to say, you were talking about the moles. Actually, this other person on MySpace, I'm not going to mention her name, but she's pretty big in the community, and she got a message from, there's people on here that are like, obviously, like you said, moles.
Well, sir, it's not my opinion. Viacom, Walmart, the Defense Department, all of them have hired personally thousands of moles. In fact, it was on a frontline program about 4 years ago. It showed a huge office building for Viacom with hundreds of teenagers in it typing on fake blogs. So it's admitted, sir.
This fake profile or this setup profile, it has like nothing on it really except for a picture of Jim Morrison. They messaged and said, "I know you," and then they said that was the title, and it said, "We are not happy with your little quote unquote group. Stop while you have a chance." But I was going to say, the 9/11 Truth group, they're getting scared. The 9/11 Truth group in the group section in Government and Politics is now on the front page with over 13,000 members.
Well, see, that's what's scaring them, is that we are going to take over all of their systems. They have to shut the doors on it. You should do, sir, is have these groups go start their own websites. I mean, but 13,000 is nothing.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.